Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. President Trump says his decision to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord is all about the economy. He claims the deal gives other countries an economic edge over the U.S. Here to help us sort out the economic and environmental implications of this decision is David Cash, dean of the McCormick Graduate School of Policy and Global Studies at UMass Boston. He's also a former commissioner of the State Department of Environmental Protection. David Cash, bottom line is President Trump says the Paris Accord is bad for the economy, that it has resulted in job losses, lower wages, shuttering factories from coal country to the auto industry. Is that the case?
I don't think that's the case at all. And in fact, a lot of the economic analysis, the little economic analysis that he discussed, was commissioned by the Association for Clean Coal. So it's interesting that that's the numbers that he talked about in terms of sector impacts came from that kind of study. But the analysis also flies in the face of the reality that's been tested throughout the world, whether it's been in the United States, in states like California, New York, Massachusetts, or whether it's been all over the world in countries as large and diverse as China or states like Gujarat, India.
What do we know about Massachusetts?
Well, what we've known is that as we moved into the clean energy future with both Democratic and Republican governors with aggressive policies that would provide the right kind of incentives and market structures for that that sector to flourish, we've seen the growth of about 10% per year in jobs in the clean energy sector. We've seen prices of energy be, the volatility be mitigated because we're not depending on things like natural gas. And we've seen the ability of these sectors to grow, whether it's PhDs who are looking at the new solar panels, to electrical installers, to designers, to architects. It's been all across the board.
So how much of that is directly related to the Paris Accord?
Well, at this point, not related to the Paris Accord because that's not being implemented. But it's related to the kinds of things that Paris represents, which is working with countries to voluntarily move forward to the clean energy future and put in place what makes sense for them in their countries to provide the right incentives, create a level playing field for renewable energy, energy efficiency, batteries, clean cars, electric vehicles, all of those kinds of things.
How would that change, though? Because the accord itself, or the United States pulling out of the accord, isn't actually going to take effect for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. In fact, it'll take effect after the next election in 2020. Mm-hmm. So does this really make a considerable difference to the picture here in Massachusetts?
I think it will make a big difference. I think that what the rest of the world sees is that the United States is not ready to play on the global stage.
So you're saying symbolic?
No, it's not symbolic at all. I think that companies, for example, in India or China are not going to want to collaborate with companies in the United States. We had Jeff Immelt today, CEO of GE, huge, globally important energy company and innovation company here in Boston now, who tweeted, as Trump announced this, that he's disappointed with today's decision on the Paris Agreement. Climate change is real. What the president is doing is seeding this incredibly important and incredibly powerful economic engine of economic growth to other countries. It flies in the face of the kinds of things that he's talked about he wants to do. The irony of him talking about decrease of manufacturing and decreasing of jobs here is plain, because what we've seen everywhere is that the clean energy sector adds jobs and adds manufacturing.
So in Massachusetts, for those who want to continue to buck up against the president on this, and they've had a lot of warning that this was coming, what's the hope?
So they are going to move forward. We have a very robust clean energy sector in Massachusetts. We have a governor in the corner office now who's been supportive. That sector will move forward. It will continue growing, but it won't have the tailwind that we would have had we stayed in Paris. And we won't have the ability to have access to the kind of markets that we otherwise would have, because we know that other countries now are going to close down access to the United States.
Okay. Thank you, David Cash. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
David Cash, dean of the McCormick Graduate School of Policy and Global Studies at UMass Boston.